Boat Trader, America's largest boating marketplace, offering easy financing and over 100,000 boat listings to choose from. Sell, find, and finance new or used boats on America's largest boating marketplace. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Myself a piece of toast, had $50 in my pocket. Gonna chase myself a ghost, went down Camino Espinosa. Gonna get me a divorce, I'm gonna split with all my budget.
Live girl who in 2019,
it's New Year's Day,
technically. The second year of Low Budget Live.
This way, I never
Charlie Robinson.
I think I'll stay. It's New Year's
Day. Little Charlie Robinson for you. One of my absolute all-time favorite Texas troubadours singing, songwriting. Had some good ones, and he retired. I read not too long ago, he's had some, I want to think maybe cancer issues, but New Year's Day, it's an oldie but a goodie, for January 2nd, Low Budget Live. You can say that LBL, 2 years strong, this August will be 2 years strong of Low Budget Live. Low Budget Live, not so live, brought to you by the fine folks at StarTron. That's right, protecting all of your investments that require gasoline. All of them. Lawnmowers, the weed eaters, the chainsaws, outboard engines, your Chevrolet pickup truck from 1977. Ethanol hates those things. StarTron fights it. StarTron, StarBright. And here we go. 2019. Could not be more excited today. I've got one of my brothers in arms, one of my brothers from another mother that we're going to reach out to on the phone and get him on here. And he actually is the guy. I'll tease it. You can think about it until we make the phone call. But he's actually the guy I started doing live with in 2016, we started doing this on Instagram together before we officially called it anything, before we officially called it Low Budget Live. Just two dudes hanging out, having some times live. We did my rookie year, 2016 there. Had some times. Did it in 2017 too. 2017. Yeah. Can't wait. So happy New Year. Hope everybody had a triple threat Christmas like I did. Triple threat was happy. We discussed that. The triple threat was very happy. Of course, I'm talking about my lovely bride, Marissa. She was very happy. Christmas was awesome. China, in fact, did not ruin Christmas. If you remember, if you listened to last couple of Low Budget Lives and Not So Lives, the live show we did with our kids, China almost ruined Christmas with the phone call. But you can go back and listen to that. But they did not ruin Christmas. China actually came through. And we had an awesome Christmas. Lots and lots and lots of time off for me from everything. That's why there was no Low Budget Live, Not So Live, or Live last week. Decided to just, was going to do a live thing New Year's Eve, kind of, and then just bailed on it, being lazy. Spent most of the last couple of weeks since you last heard my golden voice Working on a lot of tackle, getting ready for the tour to kick off. I leave Saturday, January 5th, so right now, 3 days from now, I'm going to be headed down to Sam Rainburn, as I'm calling it, because it rains there every day like it does at my house. And it's flooded. Very, very, very flooded. I'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, so working on a lot of tackle. I took the boat out with the Ranger 520 and got to check this new Evinrude out. And let me just tell you, we cooking with some grease on that powerhouse right there. I had this thing just, you know, Ranger is historically, it's a heavy boat, you know, takes rough water really good. But they're not speed demons. Well, let me tell you something, that Evinrude, it changed things. It is the motor for that boat. And I'm super, super excited to be running it. So I've got to play with it a little bit. And I got to catch some smallies. Of course, we talked about that a little bit with Mike, but with Mr. Iaconelli. And on the last Low Budget Live, not so live, but I've been back to Pickwick since then a couple more times and had one really good trip and one, not so good trip. The water got really high and dirty and tons of current. And I took the boys down last week and a couple days after Christmas and it didn't pan out. But got to do that. Got to do some deer hunting a little bit with the kids. And Hudson got another deer. He's two for two this year. But watched Harper play some basketball. Just family time. Just spent a lot of time. Got to see my dad, my brother, my nieces, my mom, and my in-laws and all that good stuff. So the holidays treated us right. Hope they treated you right too. And then I spent New Year's Eve on the couch. MB, Marissa, MD, the triple threat herself was a little under the weather on New Year's Eve. And so I rocked in the new year with my boys on the couch, and I tried to convince them that it was midnight at 11 o'clock because I was so tired. And you're talking about a guy that used to stay up all night playing music and bars and blah, 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 and used to fish all night tournaments and all that crap. And now I'm 35 and I have lost it. I've lost the will to live after about 9:30. Your boy is done. It was not worth it. I wanted to give up. Give up. Just call it a night. But when the ball dropped in New York at, of course, we're Central Time here in southern middle Tennessee, the Luke Duncan Low Budget Live headquarters. And the ball, of course, drops at midnight in New York City, Eastern Time. And I'm like, yeah, I'm counting down the boys and got some sparkling grape juice, all that good stuff, trying to put on a show to make them, you know, and go with it so I could go to bed. And they literally, the second the ball drops, they're like, yeah. And they're like, only one more hour do we get to do it for real in our house, Dad. And I'm like, wah, wah, wah. So I stayed up and they both hung in there and we rung in the new year. But that was a calm New Year's. I watched a lot of fishing videos on YouTube because New Year's Rockin' Eve, you might as well just jab plastic knives into my eardrum holes, ear holes. I'm down with some Shawn Mendes. That was cool. But they had like New Kids on the Block, which is just old dudes on the block now. It's just really bad choreography, same crap they were doing when I was like nine. It's just really weird that they're like, you know what? We were a boy band. We're going to have a comeback tour, world tour, sell it out, and sing the same songs we sung when we were 17. It's very bizarre when you're in their mid-40s. And a couple of them be like, used to sing those high notes, and they're like, yeah, well, I'm coming around to buy stuff. I don't even know if that's words, but it was really odd. Christina Aguilera performed as well, who I used to have a major celebrity crush on when I was a kid. And when they introduced her and brought her out, Hudson goes, who the heck is this? which lets me know I'm even older. He does not know Xtina. Genie in a bottle, baby. Got to rub her the right way. So anyways, that was New Year's Eve. And on to New Year's Day, which was uneventful as well. A lot of tackle rigging yesterday. Did get my hog's jaw, thanks to my mother-in-law, and my black-eyed peas in, and my turnip greens. Got that done, and then went and did the most cliche thing I think I've ever done, and I went to the gym. On the Fat Ass Challenge, which I survived the holidays and I've been maintaining. I'm started the journey at 217 pounds. I'm at 193.4, but who's counting on my digital scales? But in any of the exercising I've done, I like to work out at home. I'm not a big gym guy, never have been, and that's fine. I'm not Todd Castelline, Fat Todd, who works out every day, pumping iron, drinking protein shakes while he's on the water and all this craziness, who looks like a male model, you know? I'm a fat, bearded, hairy guy. So my wife signed us up for this gym, which is right down the road from the house, a little family opened, operated deal that some friends of ours are all kind of owners of. It's kind of cool. And the kids have been going, Harper and Chuck D, Charlie, they've been going, and they asked me to go with them last night, and I did, and I almost died there. You know, Harper is one of the most athletic people I know. You're talking about, you know, starter on the basketball team, works her butt off, working out all the time, running, you know, plays a lot of minutes, and just, you know, she's a baller. And we started out doing some cardio together, you know, side by side on some treadmills. And, you know, I'm 35 and, you know, I don't just run flat out, you know, 10-minute miles or anything. I just don't. I'm about a 12-minute mile guy, even pace, 5 mile an hour on the treadmill. That's good for me. That means I can walk the next day, you know. But I was working into it, and it's been a couple weeks since I've done anything. I've been really lazy. And she's just pushing the button, cranking the speed up, yeah, just running. And she's just freaking sprinting, man. There's sweat going everywhere. She looked like a dadgum, you know, those Ethiopians. Sorry if I offended my Ethiopian audience. But so fast, you know, that run all those races. She's just slinging sweat everywhere. And she's killing it. She absolutely killed it. And as I'm watching her out of the corner of my eye, I'm thinking, you know, she thinks I'm old and fat and I can't hang. So I'm just like pushing my button up to it. And after I got to a certain point, I was like, this is where they're going to find me. This is where death will happen on a treadmill right here on the first day of the year. So I cranked her on back down and I settled it out. And then finally she ran her mile way quicker than me, and so she went on to her next workout, and I just cranked my speed down, just did my thing, you know. But planning on going back with them tonight, and I'm hurting a little bit, but I can actually walk, but it felt good going to the gym, sweating a little bit, and ready for this stinking new year, to say the very least. So, as I said, Sam Rayburn, LOL. Sam Rayburn, man, it is a couple weeks ago we were 4 feet above summer pool, which is super high there, and it really gets up in the trees. It's an underdeveloped lake. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of things in the water to throw at, to pitch your cricket at. And now, that was a couple weeks ago, it was 4 feet high. We're almost at 6 feet above summer pool. And word on the street today, I've looked at my WeatherBug app, their flash flood warning again today at Rayburn. And the rumor that guys are, you know, other tour guys I'm talking to, that it could come up another 2 feet. So it's going to be interesting. This up in the trees, on the four-wheeler trails, and the picnic tables, and, you know, the grass beds, the famed hydrilla beds, which, you know, they catch them out of, are going to be really deep. But they catching them. They still catch them. They had a tournament. I saw some standings for a New Year's Day tournament. It took like 28, 26, 24. And, you know, 18 was in the top 10. And that's team stuff. But I think it's going to be a really good event. But, you know, they're closing boat ramps and some different things. You know, it's just going to be – it's going to be a little different event than I think a lot of people thought it was going to be as far as techniques and things. So we'll see more on that next week. When I get out there, we'll dang sure be doing a podcast, maybe a low budget live, actually live. We'll see. Depends on what's going on because the circus is coming. Got that Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus next week will be the first episode filmed. So I've been lining all that up even more so today and getting super pumped up to bring you guys some cool stuff from the year. Really excited about that. And what I'm not excited about is the fact that this will be a weird tour tournament because all my it's the realization starting to set in that all my bros are gone. A lot of them anyways. I've got a lot of good friends on tour. Very fortunate in that, but you know, my buddy Atkins is now, you know, fishing the super sneaky society underground Fisherman Association Trail Bass Pro Tour, and which has been rumored that they're going to have more tournaments this year than they've announced, but more lakes. Just kidding. They're announcing them in their sleep, real sneaky. They did announce they're going somewhere in North Carolina, like seven different lakes or something. I don't know, which is cool because I got smaller fields and they can get away with that. I do think that's awesome. I just think it's funny. Their hype videos are awful too. I just want to say that. I'm sorry. I've got buddies that are in them, but they're just terrible. They're like cell phone videos. They're just, anyways, they're terrible hype videos. If you're trying to get people hyped up, let's invest some more of that, Bass Pro Shops money or something into better hype videos. Jesus, they're terrible. Like, we are so excited to be going to North Carolina. Stupid. Anyways, I just got to say that. Not hating on it. Those videos are just too many talented people out there that can make them a better video than what they're doing. They're just rushing it. But going to be missing, you know, going to be missing Atkins. Going to be missing Gagliardi and Suggs, who I've, you know, been running the roads with for a long time, and you know, those guys are my brothers, and they're not going to be there, you know. Not to mention guys like Shane LeHue and Brandon Cobb and Clark Winland and, you know, Matt Airy and so many guys. Canterbury, there's so many familiar faces that may or not, you know, be guys I talk to on a daily basis out there, but familiar faces that are not going to be on tour. It's going to be a really new look. I saw today we got like 34 rookies. Some of it's kind of funny because they're like guys that fished one BFL one time as a co-angler that decided to fish pro. Whatever, bro. Good luck to you. Godspeed. Welcome to Thunderdome. but a lot of hammers coming in. I hate that term. Post hole diggers. That's what I like to say. Post hole diggers. A lot of post hole diggers coming in. Great fishermen. Nick LeBron. Is coming in, won the BFL All-American, caught the crap out of him in the Forcewood Cup. He's coming in, and a lot of other dudes that are going to straight catch him. So it's going to be a really, really interesting year. But the guy that I miss, still got my boy BK, Brad Knight, Brian Latimer out there. Lots of good dudes. Castledine, got my little buddy Sam George. It's going to be a great year. But that being said, the guy I miss the very most, we're going to get on the phone right now. We are going to get him on the phone right now. We're going to call him because this is Low Budget Live. Not so live. And it's unprofessional. And this is how we do it. We just call him up, straight up. And you should know immediately when you hear his golden voice.
LD.
The W joining us on Low Budget Live. This is the not so live, Wesley. Not so live.
Yes, the not so live LD exclusive.
And what I was just talking about before I got you on there, FLW Tour starts next week. And last year at the first tournament was just super weird and sad because you weren't there. And now I've lost all my other bros.
So now it's doubly as bad.
So like this year, but I said before, out of everybody I miss, like I miss the W. The W is my guys, because for people that don't know, like the W is my, when I fish co-angler, that, like my brother, man, like brothers on and off the water. And it, I ain't gonna lie. It's a little rough over there without the W on the FLW tour. But that being said too, my boy's been representing this year. But, excuse me, last year. You represented last year.
Because right. It's 2019. We're all ready for a brand new game, son.
We are. You're going to go play a new game this year. And are you excited about it?
You know, I
Well, you've been playing it. Excuse me, not to cut you off. You've been playing the MLF game. You know how that deal works.
Yeah, and I like it. It's I kind of like it. It kind of suits the way I like to fish.
Yes, it
does. It suits the way you like to fish.
Yes, it does.
It's just one of those, just go fish.
Yep.
And just go on your gut instinct and try to catch as many as you can. That's just right up my alley, right up your alley. I'm excited about that. I don't know how the year's going to go, but I am so looking forward to it.
So I know that I've talked to a couple. I had Ike and Ellie on here a couple weeks ago, week before Christmas, and we talked about it. You know, I think, and I've been giving the Bass Pro Tour a hard time on my podcast because I can, Wesley, because it's my show and I'll do what I want. Dang it! No, talking about how it has it's this deal kind of popped up out of nowhere. We were hearing rumors about it, but then it popped up, and it kind of feels like, you know, with the way they're naming the lakes and stuff that they've had. I know they've had trouble, you know, getting the schedule together and stuff, because Bass and FLW and everybody else already has schedules in place, you know, and this deal kind of came up real quick this fall. But what Mike and I talked about, and I want to ask you, like, are you excited about the potential of going to some maybe more unknown lake? Like the Raleigh, North Carolina deal, that seems really cool. You could go to three different lakes yeah, that got, you know, biggins in it and stuff.
Here's what's crazy about it. You know, I've never been to Sharon Harris. I've heard stories about Sharon Harris. I've seen the giant stringers that came off Sharon Harris. I don't really know much about that Raleigh area. So it's going to be like one of those things, like just like going to Oahu this year. Nobody really knows what it's like. It's going to be something new, exciting. I think, you know, they're kind of piecing. The other great thing about this is we'll be able to go to smaller bodies of water.
Yes.
Good,
I do like that a lot.
That cannot support 100 boats at a time, but they can support 40 boats at a time, or they can support, you know, 15 or 20 boats
or 10
at a time.
Or whatever,
know,
yeah.
Yeah, just whatever it is. You know, it's just going to be a smaller field. And we're really, the great thing about it is we're not hurting the resource. We're not killing fish. You know, we're catching them, weighing them, letting them go. It's just, you know, it's something different. It took me a little while. I don't say it took me a little while. I took to it like a duck to water. You know, that the major league fishing thing. I mean, but it's a lot of these guys are gonna. I've seen a couple of guys struggle, you know, that kind of has done it. And I think you're gonna see that. I think you're gonna see that also. But I also think you're gonna see the guys that really know how to adjust on the water and catch fish be able to do really, really, really well.
I think from watching the show and knowing everybody. You know, I'm buddies with a lot of guys that do it now and then, but these new guys.
I thought you just had one buddy.
You're my best buddy.
Okay.
But you're the only buddy that matters. I should put it that way. But I tell everybody else they're my buddy, but you're my best buddy. But I think it's going to get in a lot of guys' heads that I know. And I'm not going to name names, but I know guys that are coming in that have never fished MLF before, and I think. Because I think it's two things, and I'm not – because I think it would get in my head, and here's what I mean by that. You're leaving something you've always known, right? It's like a security blanket. You're leaving the five fish tournaments. You're leaving, you know, whether it's Mark Rose leaving FLW or Kevin Van Dam, you're not going to get in Kevin's head. But I'm just saying you're a guy leaving Bass that's been there forever, his entire career, doing the five fish thing, and that score tracker's dinging and going off, and you ain't getting a bite. Dude, I just think you're going to see people just freaking melt down.
Well, you're going to.
I mean, I think so.
I've seen it happen. I mean, I've watched it happen. And the thing you got to do is I learned this right off the bat. Do not let that score turkey. You can only do what you can do. You
can't let it influence you, right?
I try to let the score tracker be my friend. It lets me know if I need to slow down, speed up. If I got a lead, I know I can kind of, you know, keep doing what I'm doing, but I can also explore other options. You know, if I think what I'm doing is fading away, I can go try something else without getting too far, you know, like not letting people catch up too much and vice versa. You could be the very last guy. You ain't caught nothing. And it lets you know that you're not doing the right thing. You need to change.
Exactly.
Or change areas or something. So,
especially if it's going crazy and 10 guys ahead of you are catching the snot out of them, and you're like, what am I doing wrong? What did I pick? Where am I throwing my chatterbait and jig in the wrong place?
why ain't my cricket landing in one's mouth?
Exactly.
Seriously.
Why ain't they biting a Z-crawl right now? Like they need to be.
Exactly
right. Well, I think I figure with the schedule, you caught them at Conroe in the Classic, figured a little deal out one day.
Well, I figured them out both days. Just the second day, this weren't large enough.
Exactly.
Land, so.
Because it's what, like so. 16 inches there, right?
Yeah, it was 16 inches. I mean, but I've been to Conroe several times. I've just never been there that early in the year. But I think you're going to see some really big fish wade in.
Guarantee
it. Like, you're going to see some really good size fish wade in. And, you know, a guy can be catching 10 2-pounders, but you let a guy catch a 10,
yeah,
fives, dude, it's hard to make that up. You know what
totally
I mean?
So, different. Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, oh, it's just, you know, just the guys that catch the, you know, the most 1-pounders. Well, that's not necessarily true. You go back and look at the guys that usually win, you know, their best five usually outweigh the best five of anybody else that was, you know, on the water that day.
That's
so
a
it's
fact.
It's nothing substitutes catching bass.
No, and getting bites, you know, I dare say it's going to be harder to win because sometimes, and local fishermen know this too, it might not be hard to win a one-day tournament, right? You may have a guy get lucky and catch him a 10-pounder to give him 21 pounds on Guntersville. You know what I mean? When it's tough or something crazy,
yeah,
but he got to go back the next day and he catches six. You know, that's a different deal.
Here's the other twist to it. You may be on Guntersville one day, the first 2 days or 4 days or whatever it is, or your first two rounds of competition. Then the third day, if you make it to the third day, hey, we're going to go down here to the Bay Springs and do something completely different. You know what I mean? So you got to be on your toes, be ready to adjust and do the things that you need to do to be able to catch a bass. So that's what I like about it. Nobody has an advantage.
Well, I know you miss FLW. Will you miss the Elite Series? Or did you get enough time? Because, I mean, you were there a year.
You know, here's the thing, and I'll just be honest with you. I really struggled with this decision, you know, to go to MLF. Even though I know what it's done for me, it's just like you said, it's something new. It's you're going out on a limb. You're taking a chance. You don't know if it's going to succeed, if it's going to fail. But you look at the people behind it, and you say there's no way it can fail.
That's
and
right.
It's one of those things, man. That's just you know, your head's telling you one thing, your gut's telling you another. But, you know, I really think that this is going to be this is the thing I see it doing for all the fishermen. It's going to make it better for everyone. You know what I mean? Like, there's, you know, people's already stepped their game up. Some people's already like, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Do you think it would have ever got there if this hadn't happened?
No, I agree with that.
Would it have stayed the same? Just the old stalemate.
Yeah, it would have stayed the same, and it got the attention of FLW and bass, obviously, and the whole fishing industry. And I think I think fans listening or watching it are like, what's it do for me? Well, it gives you a lot more tournament coverage. If you can't get enough of this, like I can't, you know, and always have been that way since I was 12 years old, there ain't going to be a week during the year, pretty much starting here next week with the FLW, that you're not going to have something going on bass fishing wise.
The other thing to this is I think it's going to bring people to the sport that has never saw the sport. It's going to be on the Discovery Channel. It's going to be on, it's going to be on NBC or CBS, I should say. It's just going to open some doors.
It's going to be on TNN.
Okay,
with Hee Haw.
Okay, exactly, Hee Haw. Dan Lapman. But the thing about it is it's going to expose people to it that's never been exposed to it. The one thing that I've noticed more about Major League Fishing versus, say, bass and the elites, there's more women get involved and kids get involved.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. We need
I get what you're saying.
And, you know, because they say this is what they like about it. They say we get to see the drama throughout the whole day.
It's like a reality show.
It's a story. Yep. And I was like, oh, man, this guy's doing good. And then all of a sudden he can't catch one to save his life. He gets passed. He comes back. He almost wins. He gets defeated, you know. And you're getting to see that raw emotion throughout the whole day. And I think that's what's so attractive or appealing about the MLS style format and being able to see all those guys, the motions that they go through, and, you know, maybe some of the dirty underhanded tricks that they do to try to figure out what somebody else is catching them or how they're catching them, or, you know what I mean? It's just, it's, you know, you got good and evil and all those things wrapped into one, you know. So it's something the sport was lacking, and I think it's going to help everybody out, and not just because you're going to have people that are like, hey, I like watching CMLF. Well, maybe I should tune over here to FLW and watch that. It kind of looks neat, or their elite series or bass, you know. So I think all in all, it's going to draw more people to the sport.
I think it's got potential too, you know. I do, and I think it's, like I said, I give them a hard time just because it's funny to give them a hard time. But I give everybody a hard time. I give Bill Taylor a hard time. Hey! But I give, you know, nobody's perfect, and I think that a change was needed, and we got it. I'm just mad I didn't get invited, but it's not going to stop me from showing up at Toho at the boat ramp for y'all's first tournament. Just being like, what's up, Boyd? I'm here.
Well, guess what?
Put me
all
in,
I
coach.
All I can say is put your head down, keep fishing, and you never know what's going on.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I think we've got a this was a year we won't ever forget, and I got to the point I got tired of talking about it. I know you did too, just because it's all everybody wanted to know about for so long. But I got to say that, at the end of the day, you know, that's why we do this, is to catch a bass. That's, and I think we forget it sometimes, maybe you and I less than other people, but we've got so much going on. You're all over social media all the time. I'm all over social media. I'm doing this. I've got this new camera.
Camera
guy. I mean, the traveling circus deal I'm doing, I'm going to have a camera with me all the time this year. And so it's different. And you got to, but you got to keep pushing. And that's to grow the sport, right? I'm doing that because you want to throw every angle out there to people that you can to show them. And, you know, you and I was saying at the first of this, I started doing Instagram lives. You and I did. You and I neither one had ever really done anything like that. And we used to just sit on the couch and BS and joke and cut up, and we'd see people get on there, and then it turned into, you know, me
hashtag
being like
punch.
Hashtag punch Jeff Clark. Hashtag punch Jeff Clark.
Hashtag punch
Jeff Clark. You can't make that up. And then I got to fish with him. The last day of the year. Hashtag punch Jeff Clark. Oh,
and
man.
I didn't even realize it was the real Jeff Clark was talking about. It was in your boat.
Oh, boy. That was, we did a hot tub live too.
Yeah,
we did a
hot tub thing was weird though.
Yeah, it was weird. And, I got in trouble for that. Just because of Swindle's language.
Oh no!
Yeah,
Swindle.
You can't take him anywhere. Speaking of, do you have any good dirt for me? You had a Christmas party, and as usual, my wife and I couldn't come because we have 17 kids that are always playing sports in 47 different states.
I may or may not have some pictures of somebody in a shelf on the elf costume.
Oh boy!
Just saying.
I think I know who it is, but I think I would rather it be BK or Andy Morgan.
Well,
and I know Andy would never be caught dead and something like that.
Might not have some videos of the shelf on elf doing some inappropriate things. I don't know.
Surely not him doing anything inappropriate. Surely not.
Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are definitely not talking about Gerald Swindle.
Dude, I love that guy, Dev, dude. I mean, he is one of a kind. I've known him ever
since. Oh, he's the best.
Since I started, me and Andy Morgan and him, we all started the same circuit the same year, and it's just been weird, man. We're talking about the bands back together.
It is weird. That's I'm interested to see how that plays out. Yeah.
Full circle, dude.
Because y'all did talk about that for people that don't know. There was a tournament trail, the Jerry Ryan circuit.
It was called the Hungry Fisherman by Jerry Ryan's Hungry Fisherman Bass Circuit. Jerry Ryan's put it on. Jerry Ryan's, if anybody don't know who Jerry Ryan's is, he fished professionally. He fished the top 150s or BASS back in the day. And it was the only circuit to fish that wasn't, it was a really good paying.
Kind of like the Costas or what, you know what I mean? Like Everstarts now. And BFLs even, but more regional.
Boater on boater draw. I learned a lot. My dad took me to those. Dad would fish out of the back of the boat with somebody else. I'd fish out of the front of the boat, or you know, we flip a coin who see who got the boat. But I learned a lot. Learned a lot from a lot of different guys throughout the country, and kind of helped shape me into what I am today.
But you competed against and met guys like Andy Morgan and Swindle and Johnny McCombs and
Peter T.
Yeah,
I mean, Johnny Lassane, Rick Gasly.
Johnny Lassane, God's old name I hadn't heard in a long time.
Danny White.
Yep, from Georgia, yep.
Craig Daniels.
Yes.
I mean, dude, I can...
The ham, I mean, straight up fish catchers, every
Paul
one of them.
Marks. Not the Paul Marks from Texas, another Paul Marks from Hartwell.
Yep.
David Nichols, I think he fished with y'all this year.
Yeah, he did.
From Lanier.
Yeah.
Just a lot of good dudes, man. Learned a lot of stuff about a lot of different lakes that I never would have learned just, you know, just doing it on my own, you know.
Well, I think I can't wait to see how this BPT plays out with all of y'all. And it's gonna be something. And hopefully, since we're starting here at 170, I'm hoping to send y'all, like, I don't know, 60 guys to the BPT. I'm gonna try to get with old Bill and make a list of guys that we can get rid of just to make the field smaller on the FLW Tour.
just go out there and do what you do, dude. You'll be fine.
Oh, I know. I can't wait, dude. It's Rayburn's going to be interesting. The only thing
you got to be leaving like in a day.
Saturday. Yeah, I leave Saturday. And
they'll Rayburn.
Right, I called it Rainburn earlier because it's right
dude,
now.
I think it's infectious. It's everywhere. I'm sick of rain.
Oh, I am too. And as of today, Rayburn's 6 feet out of the banks. Yes. And like I said earlier on the podcast, Rayburn is a very underdeveloped lake, and there's nothing but trees and bushes in the water. Ding! I can't wait. Yeah. It took 28 to win out there yesterday in a New Year's Day tournament, of course.
Oh, that's a little bad.
Yeah. 18 was in the top five, you know, and 16 was in the top 10, which you look at that sounds good, but that's team tournament, two guys. You know what I'm saying? Guys that know the lake really well and stuff. So I think it'll take a good bit of weight, but I still think kind of like every FLW, you get down in that 12, 13 pounds a day range, check wise. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it'll all balance out. But looking forward to it. And then you hit the road, what, in 3 weeks for Toho?
We leave out January the 25th.
The 25th. Has the other part of Team Strader, Red, has she got everything situated like she wants for the year yet?
What do you think? What would be your guess?
No. I'm going to guess no.
Exactly. We got list after list after list
of things you need to be doing.
I got lists going out my ears. To do list. This list, that list. List, 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 list.
And you're just like, I just want to go to Watts Bar and catch one.
I have been. I've been there a few times.
Actually, I saw the pictures.
I was putting transducers on the old 521L when you called, when we hooked up for the not-so-LBL.
Ah. So the 521 again, huh?
The old 521L again.
It's the only guy I know that fishes as shallow as you do and around docks and stuff all the time that runs a 21-footer. But you love it. You love that battle wagon.
It just fishes so well.
It does fish awesome. I just about ordered one this year, but I told somebody this week, my 520 right now with that Evinrude on it is my favorite, and I've only got to be in it about four times, but right now my entire setup, my graph mount, like everything I've got right now is as clean, and like I love that daggum boat, man. It's gonna be a good year.
What kind of top end speed are you getting out of her?
I had it the other day. Now this is not fair because one, I was running against current, and a lot of current, like 150,000 cubic feet per second on Pickwick.
That's no current. That's just a little trickle.
Yeah, yeah. And and then you know, didn't have a lot of tackle with me, just two or three boxes of plugs, even some W plugs in there, by the way, that I caught some on.
Sweet.
I had it 73.4 against the current with just me in it and a full tank of gas.
Well, Derek Blake just put him a G2 on his 520, and no batteries, no trolling motor, no nothing. And he got, now everybody's going to believe I'm lying, but he swears on the Bible, GPS 79 miles an hour. And of course, you're going to, when you put batteries,
that's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of weight. Batteries, yeah. All your tackle.
Changes everything.
I can tell a difference in mine, just the carpet getting wet. You know what I mean? That adds another 200 pounds.
Oh,
so
yeah. Shoot,
the carpet gets soaked. So there's no denying, though, that G2 is the stoutest, most fuel-efficient motor on the planet right now.
I've been, you know, most motors, when you're breaking them in, they double oil and all that stuff. Dude, I have not put oil in the thing in four trips. Since the first time I broke it in, I've got about four and a half hours on it already.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hadn't put gas in it but one time, and I've been running all over Pickwick, and I don't know. It's just it's so punchy, man, when you give it gas. And I love the fact that I can switch back and forth between hand throttle and foot throttle and all that. Man, it's cool.
For all you northern people, you can winterize it right from your console. You don't have to take it in and get it winterized.
That's crazy.
You get winterization mode, winterize it just like that.
Yeah, so. I hope I don't ever have to utilize that feature.
Well, I don't think many will ever have to worry about that unless you move to the
I'm not. North, you know? I can tell you right now, if it came down, and she's probably listening in the next room, if it came down
Marissa, don't do it.
Divorce or living in somewhere I got to winterize a motor, I'm taking a nail. I'm taking the divorce. She is a triple threat, though. That's what they call her on Low Budget Live. She's a triple threat. She's triple talent. She's a triple threat. But she is a triple threat, but I'll take an L before I live anywhere where I got to cut a hole in the freaking water to fish.
I can't believe you got my church camp girlfriend.
You suck. I thought I'd get through this without you telling everybody that you think that you may or may not have had an encounter with my wife.
I may or may not have been courted Duncan's wife before they got married. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that's who that was.
The first time Wesley
1984.
I'm introducing him to my lovely bride when we're just dating. I'm like, hey, this is Marissa. Hey, this is Wesley. And he's like, dang, you look familiar. Man, I don't ever forget anybody I met. Did you go to church camp? You look like my church camp girlfriend.
She did. She just don't want to tell you. She went to church camp with me.
Not cool. She does like bango blades. I never understand why. All right, buddy. Thank you for being on LBL. Thank you for being my brother in arms all these years. I miss you like crazy. I told Swindle that the other day, too. I'm like, dude, we don't ever see each other anymore.
Dude, you're so busy, and I'm so busy.
I know.
We're going to do some hunting next year. For sure.
We got to go to Venice, Louisiana. Forget deer. Let's just go to Venice for a week.
Yeah. Well, maybe not a week. We should go do a...
You said maybe not a week because you're like me. You're like, I don't have a week.
Ducks and reds. Red fishing in the evening. Duck hunting in the morning. Red fishing in the evening. Sounds like a plan.
And make Spanky come with us and Traeger everything.
Make Spanky cook for us on the Traeger.
Yeah. Spank took good care of me and D Money down there. We ate good every night, every single night with the diesel. Well, look, buddy, tell Red I said hello. I'm going to be thinking about you next week when I'm out there, and I am dang sure going to throw a bango blade. Shout out to Stan Sloan Lures.
I'm going to be on that computer keeping up with my buddies. Well, see how he's doing.
Well, we're going to, well, you should be able to keep up all day, flwfishing.com, because now we got marshals. Hey, hey, hey.
There you go. Ba-boom.
Ba-boom. Boom. That just happened. All right. The W, y'all go follow him at Wesley Strader Fishing. If you're already not, if you aren't already, I sound like I fell and hit my head. If you're already not, geez, Mr. Professional Broadcaster, if you're already not, I don't know what I said. Wesley Strader Fishing, he's the best. You got to go follow the W. All right, W, tell Stephanie I said thank you for letting you be on the podcast.
Well, thank you for having me on the podcast. Good luck next week at Rayburn.
All right, buddy, thank you.
See you, bro.
All right, there he is, Wesley Strader, my man. Just giving y'all all kind of goods. He was, he thinks he dated my, dated in air quotes, my wife at church camp in the 80s. Didn't really happen. He says it did. I call bullcrap on that. Good stuff. Good stuff. He's a good dude. And, we miss him on the FLW tour. That's for sure. But, those Bass Pro Tour guys are lucky to have that one right there. So keep up with the W. Go follow him. He's a good follow on the social. That's about it for me. That's about it for me on LBL this week. Can't thank you enough for making this thing right here a reality. I can't thank you enough if you're following along already on YouTube. If you're not, go follow the Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus YouTube channel. I promise you with all I got, we're going to dump every bit of emotion and energy and effort into that series that we can, and I'm working on it with some really great people, and start shooting next week. Can't wait. Be on the lookout for LBL next week. I'll keep you posted on the Insta about everything going on out there at Sam Rainburn. Thank y'all for listening. Here's some more Charlie Robinson. Happy New Year. Love everybody. Take care, everybody.
Met them boys there from old Connor. A cowboy like you've never seen. They're up for anything you want to. Live on steak and refried beans. They bought up half of southern Texas. That's why they act the way they do. When them boys meet me in Laredo, think they own a radio too. It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's always been this way. I never do the things I oughta. I think I'll stay. It's New Year's Day.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.